You tell me I can go any place I want in this world? I mean, anywhere?
Any place at all, Mr. Landau. You'll just name it. Interestingly enough, I had one customer, a rather whimsical chap, who opted for Red China. And he arrived in Peking 2 years before the ping-pong team. Yes, Mr. Landau. Nothing is too challenging for Bullivant and Company. Nothing.
I was thinking South America. Yeah, South America.
Splendid, splendid. Capital idea. Might I suggest Buenos Aires? Rio has become a bit overdone of late, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, for $15,000, I just don't know.
Well, you could always take your business elsewhere.
There is no somewhere else. And even if there was, there's no time. You read the papers? They got me splattered all over the front page. I got more space than the last moonshot. I'm surprised I got over here before some joker put a finger on me.
Ah, in that case, Mr. Landau, $15,000 is not such an extravagant expense. As a matter of fact, unless the reports are greatly exaggerated, you will show a profit of, better than $200,000 for your efforts.
Do you know what I had to go through to get this, old man?
Two bank guards, one teller, and a 6-year-old child.
I suppose the child was necessary. He got in the way of a bullet. What was I supposed to do, whistle it back? It was left flying all over the place.
Well, I guess that'll teach the little rascal not to play.
Are you playing some sort of a game with me or what?
I, sir? Heaven forbid. Let's see. Well, Mr. Landau, the hour's growing late. There's much to be done. If I'm to put the machinery in motion,
you're sure that nothing can go wrong, huh?
What could go wrong, sir? I am an exporter. And you, sir, are simply another consignment of outward cargo bound for Argentina.
Now, you just make sure you take good care of the merchandise.
I handle everything with care, Mr. Landau. That is why, after 47 years, I am still in business.
47 years, the same job. Are you kidding? For me, that'd be like pulling hard time. I'd rather do a stretch on a rock pile.
47 years.
Well, to each his own.
Would you join me in a little sherry, Mr. Landau?
Sherry? What are you, crackers? As for old biddies. Ain't you got nothing with a little more muscle, huh?
I'm afraid not. Perhaps it's merely foolish superstition. Let's put it down to the eccentricity of an old man. But I always like to complete a transaction by sealing the bargain with a toast.
Would you indulge me, sir? I mean, what could it hurt, right?
Right. Godspeed.
Yeah, whatever.
Now,
you know, I was thinking about that kid you were talking about.
He ran right in front of my line of fire. I put a .45 slug in him. 6 years old. You could drop an elephant with a .45 slug.